If you've just checked your bank balance and you felt the knot tighten in your chest, if paying the bills this month feels like a fight you cannot win, I want you to hear this clearly. The financial anxiety you are carrying is not a personal failing. It is your nervous system reacting to a perceived threat exactly the way it would to any other danger. And in the next 10 minutes, we're going to teach your body that you are safe enough right now to put some of that weight down. Hi there, and welcome to Calming Anxiety, your daily sanctuary. I'm Martin, clinical hypnotherapist and former paramedic. Every single episode here is there to be built around one thing: genuine relief from anxiety, panic, and overwhelm. Over 10 million of you have found your way here, so thank you. Now find your quiet place, somewhere comfy to sit or lie down, and close your eyes. Let's speak to the body directly. We'll breathe in through the nose, and then as you breathe out, imagine the air leaving your body is slightly warm, and it is carrying the small amount of tension with it. Not all of it, just a little. That's enough now. Again, breathe in, allow your body to unwind. Maybe the jaw, perhaps the stomach. Feel any tightness across your shoulders, just loosening, releasing. Then with every out-breath, just sink, truly. Just feel the weight of the day leaving you with every out-breath. You don't need to fix the finances right now. You only need to soften by 1%. Feel the surface beneath you, the chair, the bed, the floor. It is solid. It is holding you completely, with no effort required from you at all. While your mind has been doing the math, your body has simply been carried. Let it keep carrying you. Breathe in once more, and on this out-breath, I want you to find the very end of it, that last quiet moment before the next breath begins. That tiny pause is where your nervous system rests. It cannot worry about money in that gap. It is simply still. Stay there for a few breaths now, finding that small, still point at the end of each out-breath, letting your breathing settle you into whatever rhythm feels easiest. Out-breath after out-breath, deeper and deeper. More relaxed, more in tune with all that you are. Truly, unwind as you exhale and find peace in the stillness. Now, within this moment of calm, I'd like you to repeat these words after me, silently in your mind or softly out loud. Whichever feels right. Allow them to settle in, the way truth settles, not the way pressure does. My bank balance is a number. It is not a measure of my worth. Say that again in your own time and really feel it. A number on a screen cannot measure the things that actually make up a life. I am capable of handling my finances one small step at a time. Not the whole picture at once, just one step. That has always been enough. This worry is a feeling passing through me. it is not a forecast of my future. Anxiety is loud, but it is a poor fortune teller. It only knows how to imagine the worst. I release the need to solve everything about money right now, in this exact moment. Right now, all that is required of you is this breath. The rest can wait for later. I am safe in this moment, even while my finances are still being figured out. Safety and a perfectly solved bank account are not the same thing. You are allowed to have one without the other. Let those words rest inside you for a moment, like coins settling at the bottom of still water. And then once more, reach out with your mind and connect with the almost hypnotic rise and fall of every breath. Breathe in life, hope, ambition. Pausing at the top to appreciate the silence. And then breathe out, feeling the muscles loosen, lengthen and unwind as you drift deeply, safely within the sanctuary of your consciousness. Relax now. Truly and deeply, my friend, allow yourself to rebuild, to move forward with positivity, with hope, and become the best version of you. And within this moment of calm, as you reunite mind, body and soul in positivity, in clarity, here are your three daily caring tips. One, the one look rule. Compulsively refreshing your banking app doesn't bring relief. It feeds the anxious loop, the same way reassurance checking does with any other worry. Instead, choose one set moment a day to look with intention. Check it once, then close the app and let it be enough until tomorrow. 2. Separate the maths from the meaning. A number going down is just a number going down. It is your anxious mind that attaches stories to it. Stories about failure, about being behind, about not being enough. Notice when you're adding meaning to the math. And 3, the one-step rule. You do not have to solve your entire financial picture today. Pick one small, completed action. Open one envelope. Note down one expense. Send one message. One finished step quiets the overwhelm of trying to hold everything at once. Now gently, begin to bring your awareness back into the room. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take one more full breath in, and then as you exhale, know that you have just spent 10 minutes proving something important to your nervous system, that you can sit with these worries without being ruled by them. When you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for trusting me with this time today. If financial anxiety is sitting heavily with you, please know you are far from alone in this, and please do consider sharing this episode with someone who might be quietly carrying the same worry as well. You might be the reason they breathe a little easier today. Thank you, my friend, for putting your faith and trust in all that I do. I'm Martin. This is Calming Anxiety. Smile often, truly. Don't bury your head in the sands over issues. One small step is all it takes. Have a lovely day. Smile often. Be as positive as you can, as often as you can. And then in everything, be kind.